بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إمام الطحاوي said about Allah, It was not that after creating the creation he gained the name Al-Khaliq, the Creator. Similarly, it was not that after originating the beings he gained the name Al-Bari', the Originator. This means that Allah was the creator and the originator of the creation before creating and originating them. He is still their creator and originator. Statement number 14, he said, He has the attributes of lordship before the existence of the slaves and the attribute of creating before the existence of any creation. Notice how he talks about Allah Ta'ala not changing in any way, and that Allah was the Lord of his creation before creating them. After he created them, he is still their Lord. Similarly, Allah is attributed with creating as he was before he created the world, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Al-Tahawi said in statement number 15, In as much as Allah is the one who gives life to the dead, Al-Muhyi, after he first created them and deserved this name before he gave them life, he also deserved the name the Creator before bringing the creation into being. So Allah gives life to and takes it away from his creation. He was attributed with this eternally before he brought the creation into existence. Similarly, he was the creator eternally before he created the creation. 16, he said, This is because Allah has power over all things. Everything needs him, and every matter is easy for him. He does not need anything. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ means, nothing resembles Allah in any way, and He is attributed with hearing and sight. The explanation of that statement is, Allah has power over everything. The effect of His power in things shows that everything needs him, subhanahu. Hence, everything is easy for him. This ayah that I recited categorically negates any resemblance between Allah and his creation. Moreover, this ayah is a proof that Allah is attributed with hearing and sight, which are different from those of the creation. Point 17, he said, Allah brought the creation into existence in accordance with His knowledge. He knew eternally the number of creations He would create. He knew eternally every detail about them. He did create them according to His eternal knowledge, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Point 18, He said, He meted out matters for them. That means Allah allotted for His creation what they have in accordance with His eternal knowledge and destiny. He allotted their obedience and disobedience, wealth and poverty, health and sickness, and the like. Then He said, He appointed times of death for them. That means Allah designated fixed lifespans for his creation. Hence they die at the exact moment that he willed for their death. Point 20, he said, Nothing was hidden from him before he created them. He knew what they would do before he created them. So every detail about the creation was known eternally to Allah. He knows about what he already created and about what he will create, subhanahu wa ta'ala. 21, he ordered them to obey him, and he forbade them to disobey him. So Allah created the creation and tested them with ordering them to obey him and forbidding them to disobey him. This meaning is stated in the Quran in Ayah 56 of Al-Dhariyat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Then he said, point 22, everything exists in accordance with his destiny and will. His will is fulfilled. The slaves do not will anything except what he willed for them. So whatever he willed for them does come into being, and whatever he did not will does not exist. Explanation: Allah by his will specifies the creations with the different properties that they may have. The wills of the slaves are created by Allah. Before we had our wills, Allah willed eternally for our wills to be created. Hence, no one wills except that which Allah willed for him. As mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Al-Takwir, Ayah 29, he said, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.